This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says all healthcare workers and patients showing symptoms of COVID-19 will be able to get tested soon. Tests will also become available to nursing home workers and residents and anyone showing symptoms.
If you have symptoms, you can get tests. Doesn't mean you have to or you want to, right? I mean, if you're sick, 9 in 10 chance you won't need hospitalization. Isolate yourself, get better.
State officials hope to test up to 8,500 people a day by the end of May. Also, the state is hiring more workers who can trace the infection and help to contain it. Firefighters are now a top priority for COVID-19 testing. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic Representative Joe Neguse pushed the effort to make sure firefighters are treated like other healthcare first responders. He led a bipartisan congressional letter joined by fellow Colorado representatives Ed Perlmutter, Doug Lamborn, and Ken Buck, asking the Centers for Disease Control and Vice President Mike Pence for this change. Firefighters often work as EMTs or paramedics. Poudre Fire Chief Tom DeMint says this change makes sense for public safety.
When someone gets exposed or needs to be tested, has symptoms in our business, it can mean entire fire stations getting closed down for a while.
Three of his firefighters have tested positive for COVID-19. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It is going to be sunny tomorrow with highs around 90 in Denver and Boulder, Pueblo, Colorado Springs, and Grand Junction. Currently 70 in the metro area. This is CPR News.